science can rather easily be manipulated. You can set things up in order to get the result that you want to show that, yep, you were right. At least you think you were. The Word of God cannot be manipulated. Period. End of conversation. For example, the innocent is precious and cherished by God. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19 teaches us, these six things the Lord hates, yes, seven, are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. Then he goes on, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift and running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. God instructed Moses in Exodus 23:7, keep yourself far from a false matter. Do not kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not justify the wicked. The person who belongs to the hand that attacks the innocent will certainly pay a price that they no way can afford. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 25, cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person. Those who perpetrate this attack on the innocent say, I'm just doing it as a benefit, giving relief for others. Now, Isaiah chapter 59, verse 7 teaches us the absolute truth. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. When the life of a child in a mother's womb is ended, a blessing from the Lord is being attacked. The psalmist in Psalm 127:3 shines a bright light on that truth. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. And Jesus in Matthew chapter 18, verses 2 through 5 instructs us on the wisdom that comes from that reward. Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, assuredly, and when Jesus says assuredly, you better be listening, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as his little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me.